The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Las fuerzas del cielo. The forces of heaven. The 22-inch bar of Javier Milei's chainsaw bears that phrase along the bar. Promising to cut waste, to clean out corruption, the now Argentine president was elected to pursue the calling of a political fixer. He campaigned with a chainsaw. Now, could he have gotten his hands on a pro-grade chainsaw? John the Baptist might very well have pursued his calling, revving 60 cc's of raw gas power, too. That prop kind of matches the message you see him preaching in the opening verses of Matthew chapter 3. Wrath is on the way. Fruitless trees coming down. Bonfire stoking up. Someone coming to clean house and put the mess in order. John, however, was persuaded to reconsider his calling at the vocational event of Jesus' baptism. Jesus' baptism is where he embraced his unique calling and invited John to consider his own again. On this day, on the baptism of our Lord, we are summoned to reconsider our calling as sinners and a calling to a salvation that can bear suffering. Jesus' baptism was, if you will, what we might call a vocational event. When someone's life has a vocation, a calling, that life has purpose, meaning. It means that the life is directed toward an end. Now, it is somewhat hard to say what Jesus did or did not know of his vocation before his baptism. As Matthew is telling the story of Jesus, it's these words to John in 3 verse 15 that are the first words out of Jesus' mouth in the whole story. But walking away from his baptism, Jesus knew for sure who he was and what his life was for. Nevertheless, it would seem that even coming down from Galilee to the Jordan, he already knew something more than John was preaching. If Jesus was, in fact, the fire-wielding, brush-cutting force from heaven that John was predicting, Jesus at least didn't think that it was time for chainsaw work right now. Yes, like John, Jesus knew that God was about to do something, that he was about to set things right, that he was about to enact his great salvation, and yes, like John, Jesus recognized that he had a role to play. But even before he approached John, Jesus believed he wouldn't be setting everything right as a buzzsaw-like fixer from above. What he was supposed to do lay in the waters down below. Vocation's a big deal. For Jesus, for John, for us. It has to do with purpose. It has to do with the very meaning of the lives that we are given to live. Set us aside for a moment. Think just about this interaction between Jesus and John, what's all compacted into that interchange. Start with Jesus' words to John. First thing Jesus says in the gospel, let it be. John's not exactly a permissive, acquiescent sort of personality. We know that he's waiting for somebody who is mightier than himself. You can bet he'd take a commander, somebody who shows up and says, do this, stop doing that, clean up that mess and make this ship shape. But then Jesus shows up, and John thinks this is the guy, but then the guy says, John, let it be. He doesn't command him. He invites him to what amounts to a reconsideration of his own calling. You see, those waters in the Jordan below John, that's a place where people only go if they are confessing their sins. So if John baptizes this Jesus, then either Jesus is not simply the mighty one enacting the righteousness of heaven the way John had been talking, or there is something about God's purpose that John himself does not yet see or understand. If he baptizes this Jesus, what is John opening himself up to? And if you think those stakes are high, then think about it from Jesus' side. What about for him? Had he heard God right? When you start to think about it, it is quite a leap down for him into that very shallow Jordan River. There's no going back if John will go through with this. Because Jesus can't just stand side by side with confessed sinners 1 minute and then turn around and say, yeah, you know, actually on second thought, I think I will be the winnowing fork wielding wrath from heaven who makes everything right by clearing up the mess. Nope. They go through with this. That is not going to be his path. Not that thing. How do things go from wrong to right? How does God bring about salvation? Does that work in the way of do it? Or with this kind of surprising, let it be. Is it with Jesus above John or Jesus below John? Is Jesus just coming along to call the expected shots but revving celestial gas? Or is Jesus hearing a calling that no one had ever heard before or could hear like he could hear it? Jesus' calling gets confirmed, and John's calling gets recalibrated when Jesus emerges from the water and God affirms him. Son, I love you. And then, with words that would pave the path for the future course of Jesus' life, a future into which the Spirit itself would carry him, the Father says, with him I am well pleased. And those words, and Jesus knew this, marked him as that servant of whom the ancient prophet Isaiah had spoken, who was pleasing to God not just for standing with the sinners, but for suffering for the sins of God's people. He had his calling. And in that affirmation of Jesus' calling was marked out also the recalibrated calling of John. You see, in the future, John wouldn't just be the guy to unmask messes and call for their cleanup. He himself would sit in the mess of an unjust incarceration. And he would finally do his greatest preaching as a sword fell him silent in death. There's a lot at stake when it comes to vocation. And as followers of Jesus Christ, you get to consider and reconsider your callings in view of Jesus' baptismal call. So on this, the commemoration of our Lord's baptism, here are two things to consider. First, please notice that Jesus goes where the sinners are. Don't you be somewhere else. Of course, friends, there's plenty of mess in the world. There's plenty to be cut down, cleaned out, burned up. You're called to see that in yourself. And seeing it, to return to your baptism by doing what you did when you were first baptized. Confess your sins. Now, of course, you know, to do something like that, well, the stakes are pretty darn high. But as you confess your mess, you will find Jesus at your side, making your mess his mess. And you will find him making his dad your dad. And that father's word to you will be, "Child, I forgive you. I love you. I am so happy with you." That's something to consider. And one more thing, a consideration for you, not in that common Christian calling of forgiven sinner, but in your particular callings, in your families, your jobs, your various places in society. You are called there to follow the suffering servant Jesus, whom John also followed into suffering. Of course, that too is quite a fearsome prospect, isn't it? Will you go in for that? You who feel like the only flame you've got is tiny and sputtering, you'll go in for it. Because when Jesus was baptized, he was committed to you not getting snuffed out. And you, will you embrace a path of suffering when you already feel like your heart is wounded and your health is stretched to the breaking point? Yes. Because when Jesus got baptized, he got committed to you not ending up broken. You see, for Jesus and for John and for you, baptism marks out a path of suffering into death under the promise of his resurrected life. That's what Paul is saying in Romans 6, that you, along with John, his head intact, will walk in newness, the newness of Jesus' own resurrected life. All of that's going on at the baptism of Jesus. Friends, if Jesus had not been baptized by John, the only response to the mess of the world would be to score power and clean house. But we are called to a different sort of game of the world being set right, in which we can suffer the mess of sinners and not be destroyed. And so now, for us too, the absolutely fitting thing to say is, let it be. In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.